Retrospective. An Illustrated Chronology of Furry Fandom, 1966-1996. This article is enlarged from a chronology originally printed for an exhibition at LA Con Roman 3, the 54th Annual World Science Fiction Convention, 29 August to September 1996, at the Anaheim Convention Center, Anaheim, California. It was originally published in YAF. #46, January 1997. YAF. Published it separately online, where it has been a valuable furry historical reference for 15 years, with links to it from Wikipedia, Wikifur, the Furry News Network, and many other websites. In February 2012, YAF disappeared without warning from the internet, and all the links to this chronology stopped working. To restore it to the internet, Flayer has agreed to reprint it, slightly revised, and with illustrations. There is no single specific date or event that can lay claim to being the birth of furry fandom. However, there is general agreement that it was around late 1983 or early 1984 that furry fans coalesced out of SF fandom and comics fandom and began an independent identity. Due to the practice in the comic book industry of dating 1 to 3 months in the future, the dates of the comic books listed here may be a month or two later than their actual appearances. To indicate significant geographic centers of furry fandom, the home cities have been listed of active fans. Entries without cities indicate that the individuals named have not been active in furry fandom. The goal of this chronology is to list the first and the most influential entries in the many aspects of furry interest. Many other favorites could be added to each category. Novels such as Mark Rogers' Samurai Cat series, movies such as Disney's The Great Mouse Detective, TV series like the animated Tailspin, comic books like Ebon, Red Shetland, Space Beaver, and Wildlife, fanzines like Hunkamunka! Exclamation, MU asterisk S like Animal Nation, Furry Fair, Furtunia, Red Wall Muck, and Tapestries. It was not our intention to cite anything. Please consider this chronology in the nature of a brief encyclopedic summary. A detailed history of furry fandom is yet to be written. Proto-fandom. Influences. September 1966. Osamu Tezuka's Kimba the White Lion begins U.S. syndicated television broadcasting through the late 1970s. It introduces such thought-provoking concepts as Royal Lion Cub Kimba's search for a way for well-meaning carnivores to live in friendship with herbivores without starving to death, and to get humans to take intelligent animals seriously as social equals. September 1967, The Amazing Three comes to America. Made in Japan as W3 for Wonder 3 by the same studio that made Kimba the White Lion, for broadcast there on the Fuji TV network in June 1965, this lower-budget TV cartoon series is in black and white, in more limited animation, and more limited American distribution. Nevertheless, it attracts fans with its story of three cute animals, who are really space aliens, who could destroy Earth. It is dubbed into English by Copri International in Miami using college students, local radio DJ and little theater actors as voice cast, and distributed by Erica Film Productions, Inc. Due to its syndicated nature, it plays in individual cities from September 1967 to the last known market, April 1975. Young Kenny Carter discovers that Captain Bonnie Bunny, Corporal Ronnie Pony, and Lieutenant Zero Duck are aliens transformed into Earth animals to decide whether humans are too warlike to be allowed into the galaxy. If they decide against humans, they have a solar bomb, alternately called a neutron bomb, and an anti-proton bomb, to destroy Earth. Although the animals are supposed to only observe, Kenny talks them into using their superior science to secretly help his older brother Andy in his secret agent missions for the Phoenix Bureau of Peace Enforcement. The Amazing Three runs for 52 episodes, but due to its poor production values and ownership by a minor distributor, it disappears as soon as its 52-episode season ends in each city. According to one website, it was shown in Melbourne, Australia from April 1969 at 4:00 PM on Channel 9, so presumably Erica had the rights to distribute it to any English-speaking market. A few 16mm film prints exist with title cards for K-Cop, Channel 13, in Los Angeles. 1968-1972, Robert Crumb's Fritz the Cat is the first adult, funny animal series to gain public attention, in various underground comics, and especially Ballantine Books mainstream editions starting in October 1969, climaxing with Ralph Bakshi's animated feature in April 1972, which so displeases Crumb that he kills off Fritz in a final June 1972 story. The 1972 crumb-covered funny animals, sick, is another influential underground example of funny animals featured in mature situations. 1971-1972, Dan O'Neill and his Air Pirates, Gary Haldren, Bobby London, Ted Richards, carry on their underground comics, Guerrilla War, against the Disney morality, publishing pornographic parodies of popular Disney 1930s and 1940s comic books, Air Pirates Funnies, Dan O'Neill's comics and stories, The Tortoise and the Hare, until stopped by court order. This reinforces the awareness that funny animals can appear in adult situations as well as children's stories. November 1972. Richard Adams' Watership Down, a dramatic fantasy about realistic talking rabbits, gives new life to the concept of talking animals as acceptable subjects of serious literature. This is arguably the first example since George Orwell's 1945 Animal Farm. September 1973, Lieutenant Emress, the feline-cation female member of the cast in TV Star Trek, the animated series, is cited by many furry fans as one of their introductions to the concept of anthropomorphized animals for mature audiences. November 1973, Disney's Robin Hood animated theatrical feature with a funny animal cast is later named by many furry fans as their earliest remembered positive influence toward anthropomorphic animals. April 1976, Reed Waller and Ken Fletcher in Minneapolis start the APA Vooty, the fanzine of the Funny Animal Liberation Front, for cartoonists. It is more of a semi-underground comics artists club than open to funny animal fans in general, but it publicizes funny animal characters in mature settings, notably Reed Waller's Omaha, the Cat Dancer. May 1976 through 1982, Neil Barrett, J.R. Zoll, Barry Albion introduces a series of four SF novels about animals, who are bioengineered into parodies of man, and who fight for freedom to live their own lives. It and NBSP is one of the first examples of dramatic SF genre novels for adult readers with a funny animal cast. 1976 early 1980s, Marvel Comics Howard the Duck, January 1976 through March 1981, a supporting character in Marvel Comics since December 1973, created by Steve Gerber and Star Asterisk Reach Productions Quack. July 1976 through issue 6 in December 1977, plus 1 and 2 issue underground comics and early independent comics, such as No Ducks and Wild Animals, establish that anthropomorphic animals can be used in literary and dramatic stories as well as shock value raunchy sex and drug satires. December 1977. Dave Sim starts Cerebus the Aardvark, originally a parody of sword and sorcery comics, but evolving into a complex, sophisticated literary work, with a strong furry protagonist amidst a human cast, to issue 300, March 2004. November 1978, Martin Rosen's animated feature adaptation of Adam's Watership Down impresses a wider and younger public than those who read the book. With a special preview screening at the World Science Fiction Convention in Phoenix in September. Labor Day weekend 1980, at the Norris Con Roman II World Science Fiction Convention in Boston, August 29 September 1, Steve Gallacci enters an Irma Felder painting in the art show, featuring a funny animal character in a realistic high-tech military setting, later in Albedo, Anthropomorphics and Command Review. This leads to a gathering of fans to look at Gallacci's notes for a SF comic art serial about bioengineered animal soldiers in a space war. The discussions show a common interest in SF and fantasy about intelligent animals, such as George Orwell's Animal Farm, fantasy, Cordwainer Smith's Under People, stories, bioengineered animals, and H.B. Piper's Little Fuzzy, animal-like intelligent aliens, to name popular examples among the three main types. This becomes an informal series of Gallacci Group gatherings at Worldcons and Westercons to discuss anthropomorphics in SF, comic art, and animation, and to show off each other's sketchbook art and draw in each other's sketchbooks, from 1980 until about 1985. The group eventually splits into a club group to round Roar Brazzle and the more formal furry parties. May 1981. Greg Wadsworth creates Ismit, an early independent SF comic book about an oppressed funny animal lower class rebelling against their cruel human masters, to issue 5, July 1982. August 1981, Reed Waller's Omaha, the Cat Dancer, which began in the fan APA Vooty, makes its first public appearance as a book-length story in Bizarre Sex issue 9. February 1982, Roy Thomas and Scott Shaw, Launch the last major comic book attempt at funny animal superheroes with DC Captain Carrot and his Amazing Zoo Crew, issue 1 in March, with a preview in the new Teen Titans issue 16, February 1982, to issue 20, November 1983. July 1982, Don Bluth's The Secret of Nim animated feature, based on the 1971 juvenile novel Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, by Robert C. O'Brien, is released, depicting a hidden society of intelligent animals. October 1982, Joshua Quagmire's Army Surplus Comics featuring Cutie Bunny is published. Cutie Bunny has continued to appear under various titles to the present. February 1983, The Final Booty, number 37, is published as The Club Disintegrates Through Apathy. May 1983, Alan Dean Foster's Spellsinger at the Gate, followed in June by Spellsinger, the mass-market edition of the first half of the story, introduces the popular Spellsinger series of funny animal science fantasy novels, which run for six titles through 1986, and two more in the 1990s. June 1983, The Tiger's Den PBS is started by Andre Johnson in Los Angeles during 1982 as a General SF electronic bulletin board. He brings it to the Prancing Kiltair in September 1983. It adds its first furry storyboard, Ken Sample's The Puma's Room, in early 1983. By June it has enough furry participants to qualify as the first furry BBS, and by late 1983 it is almost exclusively devoted to furry storyboards. Johnson leaves the Tiger's Den at the Prancing Kiltair when he moves out, and it is operated by other furry fans there until it is shut down in January 1996. October 1983, Mark Schirmeister in Los Angeles sends out a call for fans of funny animals to join Rerebrazzle, a new APA to replace Booty. October 1983, Other Sons, the first significant furry role-playing game, is published by Fantasy Games Unlimited after 4 years of development by creator Nikolai Shapiro of Los Angeles. It includes art by Ken Sample and Farshimbo, and species such as Mark Molino's Kiltairs. Many furry fans participate in its playtesting. Other Sons sells at least 12,000 units before FGU goes out of business. The Fandom. February 1984, Rerebrazzle number 1 is published. Unlike Booty, its emphasis is more on actual funny animals than general, non-costumed hero comics, and it is open to anyone who can demonstrate a creative interest in funny animals, not just cartoonists, current, under new editorship. Number 113 published in April 2012. May 1984. Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird self-published Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is fantastically successful, setting off a vogue for self-publishing independent comic books, including several others with anthropomorphic action-adventure heroes, and it makes funny animals respectable again to those who consider themselves too mature for little kids' comics. TMNT eventually spins off television cartoons, feature films, and a separate, more juvenile series from Archie Comics, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, August 1988, which does its own bit for making mutanimals socially acceptable, TMNT current in various reprints, and some new material, TMNT 8 of December 1995. June 1984, Steve Gallacci in Seattle self-publishes Albedo. Anthropomorphics issue 1 under his Thoughts and Images imprint, introducing his Irma Felder of the EDF. Stan Sakai's Usagi Yojimbo begins in Albedo issue 2, November 1984, to March 2005, under different publishers. This is an appropriate spot to address the Prancing Kiltair in Orange County, south of Los Angeles, as the first furry fan commune. The Prancing Kiltair has been Mark Molino's personal fanish name for his home, since before he, Rod O'Reilly, Andre Johnson, and three other fans moved in September 1983 to the house at 13412 Gilbert Street, Garden Grove, California. Molino and O'Reilly have been the two permanent residents in a floating commune of, usually, 4 to 6 roomers, all fans, but not all furry fans. The commune has also been active in projects in SF, comics, anime, Doctor Who, Anne McCaffrey's Burn novels, and other fandoms. It has had a major significance in furry fandom, starting around 1984 as the center of the Tiger's Den BBS, then furry parties, and Confurence. But to infer that the Prancing Kiltair was created specifically to be a furry commune, or that it has only been that, is incorrect. July 1985. Mark Molino and Rod O'Reilly host a Prancing Kiltair party, the first publicized open funny animal fan party, at Westacon 38 in Sacramento. It is popular enough to lead to the first furry party a year later. July 1985. An Olympics is first screened at the Prancing Skiltair Party. This is not the official Warner Bros. Home video release, but a feature-length video compiled by Mark Molino from the complete February 1980 half-hour TV special Anime Olympics, Winter Games, and the WB footage for the unreleased hour-long Summer Games special edited to match it. Molino's video version becomes a standard feature of furry parties across America for the next decade, and is still cited by fans as one of the most influential animated furry movies. July 1985. Jim Broughton Tuxen launches his Graph Express independent comics imprint with his and Richard Conkle's Equine the Uncivilized, to issue 7, August 1990. September 1985, Disney's Adventures of the Gummy Bears, co-created and produced by Jim Magon and Tad Stones, is the first major studio-produced light adventure funny animal television cartoon series to establish both popularity and longevity. 74 episodes, to September 1990. As Disney's Gummy Bears / Winnie the Pooh are in its final year. Its success leads to the popular Disney anthropomorphic adventure TV series DuckTales, Alan Zaslav and Bob Hathcock, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Tad Stones and Mark Zaslav, Tailspin, Jim Magon and Mark Zaslav, Darkwing Duck, Tad Stones, and Gargoyles, Dennis Woodyard, and others. November 1985. Tad Williams' Tail Chasers song is the first fantasy adventure to feature cats as intelligent characters in the manner of the rabbits in Watership Down. It helps to make anthropomorphized animals respectable for adult SF and fantasy fans. June 1986. Fantagraphics launches two particularly influential furry comics with its monthly anthology, Critters, to issue 50, March 1990, and Mike Cazale's The Adventures of Captain Jack, to issue 12 with special issues following. July 1986. Antarctic Press' first furry comic is Ben Dunn's first Mighty Tiny short story, in magazine issue 3. Antarctic, in San Antonio, becomes one of the major publishers of anthropomorphic comics in the early 1990s. July 1986. After about a year of holding informal open parties at SF and comics conventions, Mark Molino and Rod O'Reilly hold the first, official, furry party at Westercon 39 in San Diego. This starts the tradition of publicizing the presence of morph fans at conventions by posting furry party flyers featuring funny animal pin-up art. The and NBSP furry party name leads to the characterization of these fans as furry fandom by the late 1980s. August 1986. As a result of a ban in Rebrazzle of explicit sexual material, Jim Price in Atlanta starts Q, the mature funny animal APA. Through issue 10, 1989. August 1986. Lee Ma's preteen Dirty Jean Kung Fu Kangaroos / 1 is one of the best of the TMNT-inspired rip-offs of the late 80s, typically with a ridiculous title and a short run. To / 3, January 1987. Others included Adolescent Radioactive Black Belt Hamsters / 1, January 1986. / 9, January 1988. By Don Chin, Patrick Parsons, Parson Avich, and Sam Keith. Geriatric Gangrene Jujitsu Gerbils / 1, January 1986, / 3, by Tony Basilicato, Cold-Blooded Chameleon Commandos / 1, August 1986, / 5, June 1987, by William Clawson and Michael Kelly, Mildly Microwaved Prepubescent Gophers, July 1986, One Shot, No Credits, Naive Interdimensional Commando Koalas, October 1986, One Shot, by Sean Deeming, Gerald Fortin, and Danny Green, and at least a half dozen more. There were also, following the success of the TV cartoons, unauthorized imitations of the TMNT in other TV cartoons, movies, video and RPG games, and action figures. October 1986. Omaha, the Cat Dancer issue 3 begins the regular publication of Reed Waller's influential and critically acclaimed mature soap opera serial, after Kate Worley becomes its regular writer, after sporadic underground short stories in 1983, and two issues of its own title in 1984, and early 1986, to issue 24, February 1995. Uncompleted storyline published after Kate Worley's death, 2005-2007. November 1986. Redwall, the first novel in Brian Jack long-running British series about the peaceful animal abbey, run by mostly small herbivores and omnivores such as mice and squirrels, in the forested land of Mossflower, which is constantly being invaded by villainous carnivores, is published June 1987 in America. Marketed as children's books in Britain, and as adult fantasy novels in America, the series is exceedingly popular in Europe and America, and helps to promote anthropomorphic literature for all ages. There are 22 novels in the series, ending with Jack Death in 2011, plus a 1999-2003 animated TV series by Nelvana of Toronto, and comic book adaptations of the first three novels. January 1987. Fusion Eclipse Comics introduces the SF comic book Adventures of the Tsunami, a tramp spaceship with a mixed crew of humans, bioengineered animals, and furry aliens by Lex Nakashima, Steve Gallacci, Lella Dowling, and others, with the humorous backup series The Weasel Patrol by Nakashima, Dowling, and Ken Macklin, to issue #17, October 1989. April 1987. Jim Broad begins Morph as the first anthology comic for Morphic Beginning Writers and Artists, to issue 4, September 1988. April 1987. Ed Zolder in Roslin, PA creates Mailbox Books, originally only to sell his Thran and Marble self-published comic book. It quickly becomes furry fandom's first comprehensive mail-order book service, attempting to stock just about every furry book, comic book, art folio, and fanzine that is published, to April 1999, when Zolder sells the stock to Sean Rabbit of Las Vegas, NV, who merges it with his older Rabbit Valley books in October 2001. May 1987. Mark Molino and the Furry Party crew encourage the adoption of the annual Bacon SF convention in San Jose, California over the Memorial Day weekend as the convention for furry fans to congregate at. There are large furry attendances at this and the next two or three Bacons, but active hostility by non-furry fans eventually causes problems. May 1987. Kim Granger, Carl Mora, in Oakland starts Furversion as the newsletter of the Furry Party crowd. It and NBSP quickly evolves into furry fandom's first independent fiction and art magazine, to issue 21, Nov. 1990. May 1987. The Electric Colt is started by Richard Chandler, Sysop, Mitch Marmel, Assistant Sysop, John DeWeese, and Seth Reynolds at Drexel University in Philadelphia. It is the first East Coast PBS with an extensive furry users group, thanks to Chandler and Marmel. It also features ElfQuest, anime, and general SF storyboards. It lasts until 1990, when the four graduate from Drexel. August 1987. Mark Molino and the Furry Party crew host a furry party at Conspiracy 87, the 1987 World Science Fiction Convention in Brighton, August 27, September 2. This is the first furry event in Britain. Early British furry fans credit this party with introducing them to American furry independent comic books and fanzines, which eventually leads to a British furry fandom around 1992-1993. August 1987. The Chronicles of Panda Khan, written by Monica Sharp and drawn by Dave Garcia, is published by Abacus Press, cover dated May 1987, after guest appearances in the non-furry A Distant Soil #6 and #7. This is arguably the best of the TMNT-inspired imitations, due to good stories and art, and an authorized similarity to, and crossovers with the TMNT. Liang, the Panda Khan, is descended from a race of giant mutant anthropomorphized pandas in the future. After several adventures in his own world, Liang time and space travels to our world to help out the TMNT. Four regular issues and one special are published, to August 1990, with Liang joining the TMNT merchandising as an action figure, and cameos and guest appearance art in other comics. September 1987, Ralph Bakshi's and John Kricfalusi's Mighty Mouse. The new adventure establishes television cartoon funny animals as respectable for adult viewers. 37 episodes, to August 1989. November 1987, Amazing Heroes issue 129, Fantagraphics, is a special funny animal issue highlighting independent furry comics, Rare Brazzle, and the Bakshi/Kricfalusi TV cartoon series, Mighty Mouse, The New Adventures. Numerous furry fans later say they first learned about furry fandom from this issue. May 1988, Vicky Wyman's Xanadu, Thoughts and Images, introduces furry swashbuckling romantic fantasy. It continues to today, both as an irregular independent comic book, different publishers, to MU Press Xanadu, Across Diamond Seas issue 5, May 1994, and through its fanzine, The Ever-Changing Palace. June 1988, Mary Staunton's The Heavenly Horse from the Outermost West, followed by Piper at the gate the next year, introduces the army of 105 recognized breeds of horses, and does for horses what Watership Down and Tail Chaser's Song did for rabbits and cats. January 1989, Conference Zero, the first exclusively furry convention, is held 21-22 January at the Holiday Inn Bristol Plaza in Costa Mesa, California, organized by Mark Molino, Rod O'Reilly, and others. Zero, because it is considered a test for a real furry convention the next year. Membership is about 90, attendance is 65, including most prominent furry fans from across North America and Steve Carey from Australia. Art show auction sales are over $1,100, including $450 for a Susan Van Camp painting. One programming track is on furry costuming. May 1989, Martin Wagner self-publishes Hepcats, turning his earlier college newspaper humorous comic strip into a critically acclaimed furry human interest serial involving mature themes such as child abuse and suicide. New series from Antarctic Press, to issue 12, June 1998. July 1989, MU Press first anthropomorphic comic book is Steve Willis Morty the Dog issue 1, a collection of Willis strips from Small Press and mini-comics of the early 80s. MU Press, in Seattle, becomes one of the major publishers of anthropomorphic comics in the early 1990s. August 1989, F.U.R. Ference, published by Rooney, Ray Rooney, in Philadelphia, is the first of several new fanzines, mostly short-lived, devoted to furry literature and art, to issue 3, winter 1991. August 1989, Furnet is started by Nikolai Shapiro as a network, through FidoNet, of BBS with furry discussion areas. By 1996 it includes over 20 furry BBS throughout North America. November 1989, Robert and Brenda Davarin in the San Francisco Bay Area start Furnography, one of the first public fanzine art folios for furry eroticism, to hash 4, June 1991. November 1989, Richard Chandler in Philadelphia starts Gallery as a cross between an artist's and writer's APA, and a commercial magazine for general furry fans, to issue 50, winter 2004. January 1990. Conference 1, the first real furry convention, is held 26-28 January, again at the Holiday Inn Bristol Plaza in Costa Mesa, California. Membership is 145, attendance is 130. The conference adds guests of honor, Jim Brote, Monica Livingston, Martin Wagner, and awards Best Costume, to John Corley as Zorro the Fox, Art Show Best of Show, to Ken Samples, Winter Charge, Best Filk Award, to Kay Shapiro's Furry. January 1990, YARF, is begun by Jeff Ferris, Chris Kreutzmann, and others in the San Francisco Bay Area to replace the moribund fur version. Debuting at Conference 1, it becomes furry fandom's most reliable general magazine, to issue 69, September 2003. March 1990, MU Press' first original anthropomorphic title is White R. Deckers and Terry S. Wood's Rudiput, Prince of Fur issue 1. To issue 12, May 2004, Will Forst replaced Wood as the artist. Spring 1990, Mythadoras, an excellent literary furry fanzine, is published by Bill Bierstoff and Watts Martin in Tampa, to issue 3, Autumn 1990. September 1990, The Furry Home at Squirrel Hill, 2613 Tilbury Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is started as a furry commune by Centaur, Paul Blair, Ashtoreth, William Haas, Drew Maxwell, and Shattery, Steve Stadnicki. All are students at or work at Carnegie Mellon University, and all had been role-playing furry characters on a general SF multi-user dimension, Islandia, until it shut down that summer. The home lasts as a furry commune through several student generations until around 1994, when the last furry fans are replaced by non-fanish students. September 1990, Meet the Feebles, a December 1989 New Zealand feature film directed by Peter Jackson, is shown at the Toronto International Film Festival. It becomes famous throughout furry fandom as a hilariously raunchy parody of The Muppet Show starring foul-mouthed and degenerate anthropomorphic animal hand puppets, such as Heidi, Hippopotamus, Bletch, Walrus, Samantha, Cat, and Trevor, Rat. The film is not distributed in the US until September 1995, following which bootleg videos, and later legitimate video and DVD releases from 1998 become widespread. September 1990. Steven Spielberg presents Tiny Toon Adventures, created and directed by Tom Ruger, is co-produced by Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment and the reformed Warner Bros. Animation Studio. The cast featuring juvenile counterparts of Warner Bros. Cartoon stars, including Buster and Babs Bunny, Plucky Duck, Hampton J. Pig, Fifi LaFume, Dizzy Devil, and others become favorites with furry fans. They also inspire considerable furry fan pornography, which becomes so extensive that it results in a story in The Hollywood Reporter, November 1, 1995, and a chapter, Fans vs. Time Warner, Who Owns Looney Tunes? By Bill Mikulak, in the book Reading the Rabbit, Explorations in Warner Bros. Animation, edited by Kevin S. Sandler, June 1998. It includes 98 episodes in 3 seasons to December 1992, plus a direct-to-video feature, Tiny Toon Adventures, How I Spent My Vacation, March 1992, and 2 TV specials in 1994 and 1995. //////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////// Matt Squirrel Kill plus Claire Benedict, with Drew Maxwell as the Prime Wizard, to replace the defunct Islandia. By 1996 it has more than 2,000 users worldwide, with 200 to 300 logons per evening. The core group shifts around late 1990 to early 1993 from Pittsburgh to the Bay Area, as the Wizards graduate from Carnegie Mellon and settle into the Silicon Valley computer industry. November 1990. The first furry Usenet news group, alt.fan.furry, is started by Peter Darsilver in Houston as alt.fan.albedo. He changes the name to alt.fan.furry 2 months later to make it more generic. December 1990. Gary Sutton in Poulsbo, a suburb of Seattle, starts the Furry Press Network as Furry Fandom's second major APA. Despite a successful start, Sutton kills it in early 1992 by refusing to allow its other members to continue it after he gives it up. January 1991, Conference 2, on 25-27 January at the Holiday Inn, Anaheim, California, grows to an attendance of more than 200. Guests of honor are Reed Waller, Kate Worley, Steve Gallacci, and Vicky Wyman. It is the first to have attendees from mundane companies, Carl Gafford, and Len Wein of Disney Comics. The art show auction brings in over $3,000. March 1991, the Taipan Project, featuring stories set on a furry crewed tramp spaceship, is started as a shared world writers project edited by a group of Seattle fans chaired by Whitney Ware, current, under new editorship, and title, Tales and NBSP of and NBSP the and NBSP Taipan and NBSP Universe. June 1991, Mark Molino and the Confluence Group publish a fanzine, Touch, to issue 3, August 1992. July 1991, The Fur Kindred. A shared world is started by Charles Melville and Ed Vick at MU Press as a writers and artists project. Stories adhere to guidelines describing a furry world, its nations, and politics, to issue 3, and a graphic novel, The Fur Kindred. Let Sleeping Gods Lie, February 1997. November 1991, Antarctic Press begins Furlow, a monthly anthology comic book for furry action-adventure stories, transferred to Radio Comics with issue 52, April 1997, to issue 191, November 2011. February 1992, the first British Furry Microcon is held 1-2 February, when Ian Curtis invites furry fans throughout Britain, only about a dozen, to meet a group of visiting American fans. A dozen fans, 6 American, and 6 English, spend the weekend partying at Curtis' home in the village of Yateley, Surrey, England. February 1992, Dwight J. Dutton in Huntington Beach, California turns huzzah. Previously an albedo fanzine, into an invitational furry artist's APA starting with its issue 4, to issue 50, January 2004. May 1992. Shanda the Panda, created and written by Mike Curtis in Beaumont, Texas, later Conway, Arkansas, debuts from MU Press. By the end of 1996, Shanda holds the record for the number of publishers, MU, Antarctic, Vision Comics, and Curtis' own Shanda Fantasy Arts, and artists who have produced her adventures. July 1992, Drowl, Paul Drowls, in Frankfurt, Ontario starts the FURNest North Crew as an APA for primarily Canadian furry fans. It is almost immediately filled by former Furry Press Network members, and becomes Furry Fandom's third strong APA, current, under new editorship. August 1992, mortality comes to Furry Fandom when popular fan artist Charles Deal Whitley of New Haven, Connecticut succumbs after a lifelong struggle against sickle cell anemia, on 30 August. January 1993, Robert C. King coins the term, fursuit, for the fursuit mailing list, for full-body anthropomorphic animal costumes worn at furry conventions. June 1993, Jan Paxton invites furry fans around Britain to a weekend party at his parents' home in Tonyrethale, South Wales, 5-7 June. About 10 fans attend. June 1993, Antarctic Press starts Genus as an anthology comic book for furry mature erotic humor, transferred to Radio Comics with issue 23, April 1997, to issue 93, February 2011. September 1993, Daryl Benvenuto in New York starts the American Journal of Anthropomorphics, an annual coffee table format collection of furry art, to issue 4, 1997. September 1993, Micah Mice from Mars begins a three-season broadcast, to episode #28, February 1996. This is the best and most popular of the imitation TMNT TV cartoons, with its own three-issue comic book, video games in 1994 and 2006, and an August 2006 revival with 28 new TV episodes, to July 2007. September 1993. Tiny Toon Adventures leads directly to the even more popular Steven Spielberg Presents Animaniacs, also created by Tom Ruger, and starring Wacko, Yakko, and Dot, the three what are they? Anthropomorphic animal WB siblings, who live inside the water tower on the WB studio lot. Although the series features several other cartoon animal characters including Slappy Squirrel and her nephew Skippy, and the mice Pinky and the Brain, the fan favorite is clearly ultra-sexy Minerva Mink, who is drafted as the fanfiction femme fatale of several furry conventions. The program lasts for 99 episodes through November 1998, plus a theatrical short, I'm Mad, in March 1994, and a direct-to-video feature, Wacko's Wish, in December 1999. September 1993, SWAT Cats. The Radical Squadron is a Hanna-Barbera animated TV series that comes the closest to costumed hero action-adventure cartoons with a furry cast. Set in Mega Cat City, Chance, T-Bone, Furlong, and Jake, Razor, Clawson are unfairly cashiered from the semi-military enforcers and assigned as mechanics in the city's salvage yard. Secretly building their own Turbo Cat jet fighter, they fight supervillains and other menaces as masked heroes, earning the cat citizens' gratitude, but dismissed and hunted by proud Commander Ulysses Ferrell and his enforcers, who are jealous of them as rivals, as recklessly dangerous vigilantes. 25 episodes are broadcast, to January 1995, and it is the most popular syndicated TV cartoon series of 1994, but its abrupt cancellation, with 3 episodes still in production, and a lack of merchandising items leaves fans frustrated. October 1993, Damian Cudley, Slate, in Oxford publishes the first British furry fanzine, Furry Furry Issue 1, Autumn/Winter 1993. To issue 2, Spring/Summer, May, 1994. December 1993, Anthropomorphine, the first successful British furry fanzine, is published by Kevin Charlesworth of Caelsham, East Sussex, transferred to Lazy Fox Studios, to issue 14, June 2010. January 1994. After rattling around, with attendances in the low hundreds at different hotels, Confluence V almost fills the Airport Garden Hotel in Irvine, California, 21-23 January, with an attendance of slightly more than 600. The airport, with its friendly management, becomes the first real home for Confluence. A&N BSB Roa Brazzle 10th anniversary celebration is held. April 1994, Ian Curtis hosts another weekend furry party at his home in Yateley, 22-24 April. This is called Furry House Con 3, retroactively assigning #1 and #2 to his February 1992 party and Jan Paxton's June 1993 party. Furry House Cons have been hosted by Curtis in Yateley approximately quarterly, since then #13, #29 and NBSB November 1 December 1996, attendance 16 UK fans and 2 German fans. The average attendance is around 15. July 1994. The first annual UK FurCon is held 9-11 July, organised through Furry Muck by Adam Moss as an informal house party at his home in Colchester, Essex. About 15 fans attend, including one each from Germany and the US. Furry HouseCon 4 is the same weekend, 8-10 July, and accusations of trying to hijack our con against the HouseCon are later put down to an innocent lack of communication between Britain's Furry Muck and non-internet furry fans. The two series of house parties are mutually coordinated today. Winter 1994. Paw Prints Fanzine, one of the highest quality literary / art furry fanzines, is started by Conrad Wang, Lynx, and T. Jordan Peacock, Grey Wolf, of Los Altos, California, to issue 12, Fall 2001. November 1994. Martin Dudman in Keston, a suburb of London, launches the first major British furry fanzine, the Quarterly Furzine, the anthropomorphic newsletter, to issue 11, February 1998. Dudman also starts United Publications, a mail-order service to import American furry books, comics, and fanzines for British fans, and vice versa. November 1994. As a result of perceived anti-furry prejudice at the annual FurCon SF convention in Philadelphia, East Coast furry fans hold their own Furtastic and I. Some furry fans are declined space in FurCon's art show or dealer's room when their applications arrive after both are all booked up. Furtastican is organized by Trish NY of Cleveland at the Holiday Inn City Line in Philadelphia, 18-20 November. Organized on a couple of months' notice, it draws about 230 fans from across North America and creates a demand for an annual furry convention for Eastern North America. January 1995. An anthropomorphic bibliography, by Fred Patton in Los Angeles, is published by ARF. As the first bibliographic compilation of general literature and SF genre novels featuring anthropomorphized animals, its unexpected popularity leads to an expanded second edition in August 1996, and a third edition, cover, in January 2000. April 1995, Paul Kidd's Muss of Kerbridge, by a popular furry fan, is considered by furry fans as a novel by One of Us, and proof that furry-authored fiction can sell to the mainstream fantasy market. May 1995, UK FurCon 2 is held 26-30 May, organised by Ian Stradling at his home in Bristol. About 20 show up to his house party, including a fan from Germany. Videos shown include the British premiere of Eric Schwartz's furry animation. June 1995, Eurofurance 1 is held 30 June-3 July, organised over the internet by Gerrit Cage and Tobias Kirtler as a house party at Cage's parents' vacation farm in Kaiser Wilhelm Kug, near Hamburg, Germany. 19 attend from Northern Europe and Britain. Activities include watching furry videos and drawing in each other's sketchbooks. July 1995. South Furlands is started by Jason Gaffney in Brisbane as the first major Australasian furry fanzine. It is continued from issue 20, March 2001, by Bernard Doove in Melbourne, to issue 57, December 2011. September 1995, Ian Curtis hosts a British furry convention, Furry HouseCon 8, at his home in Yateley 14 September, so British fans can meet American fans visiting England after the 1995 World Science Fiction Convention in Glasgow the previous week. About 20 American and British fans gather to party and to take the American fans on a furry tour of London and Oxford. September 1995. Newspaper cartoonist Bill Holbrook's Kevin and Kel, about a rabbits and wolf's controversial predator-prey mixed marriage in the city of Domain in a totally anthropomorphized world, begins on 3 September as the internet's first original daily comic strip. The success of Kevin and Kel leads to hundreds of daily, semi-weekly, weekly, monthly, and sporadic original online comic strips today, current. October 1995. Furtastican evolves into Confurence East, held at the Holiday Inn Jetport in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 13-15 October. It is organized by Trish NY and her family. Guests of honor are Vicky Wyman, S. Andrew Swan, and ELVIS. Convention services. Attendance is 449. The program more resembles a traditional SF convention format with many panels than the more informal Confurence. The art show includes 795 pieces of art. Sales are near $11,000. An official charity is heavily promoted. Wolf Park Nature Study Preserve at Battleground, Indiana. The Sci-Fi Channel covers the convention. January 1996. Conference Roman 7, 12-14 January, spills over into both Irvine, California's Airport Garden, renamed Atrium Marquis Hotel, and the next door Radisson Plaza Hotel, with a membership of 999 and attendance of 875. Many fans arrive on the 11th to make it an informal four-day convention. The convention awards its first Golden Sydney Award, statuette by Ruben Avila, to a person in mainstream media or publishing who has helped to create a more furry-friendly atmosphere for anthropomorphic material and fandom. The first recipient is Disney animation writer-director Jim Maggon, Tailspin, A Goofy Movie, etc. Art show sales reach almost $30,000. There is general agreement that, as popular as the Airport Hotel has been, Conference needs a larger venue. January 1996. Mike and Carol Curtis in Conway, Arkansas turned their Shanda Fantasy Arts small press art folios into a full comic book imprint with the giant Shanda Animal Annual at Conference Roman 7. The imprint becomes a regular anthropomorphic comic publisher starting with the release of Kathmandu, Velites and Hoplites, and New Horizons issue 1 at Conference East 1996 in November. April 1996. Quarantine, 9 Kitchen Street, Chapel Hill, Brisbane, Queensland, is started by Chris Baird, Jason Gaffney, Marco Lane, and Simon Rabakzi as the first Australian furry commune. It is the publication office of South Furlands, edited by Gaffney, and the Net Centre for Oz Furry, moderated by Baird. May 1996, Darryl Benvenuto launches Vision Comics as a major specialty furry comics line, with four bimonthly titles. Cage Arcanon and Owl R.S. Sons Savage Funnies, Mark Shaw's The Hollow Earth, both new, Carol Curtis Kathmandu, and Mike Curtis Shanda the Panda, both from Antarctic Press, and announced plans for others. June 1996, UK FurCon 3 is held 14-16 June, organized by Kevin Charlesworth as a party at his student house in Coventry. About 15 attend. The main events are games of Laser Quest and soccer. July 1996. Eurofurens 2 is held 18-22 July in Link and Amalping, Sweden, organized by Snout, Henrik Isaksson, in a rented school building. About 30 fans from Sweden, Finland, Britain, and Germany attend, mostly internet Eurofurries meeting in person. There are furry hall costumes, a martial arts demonstration, sketching, and a zoo trip. Charmer, Thomas Cagenfeld, premieres a Eurofurens hymn. Labor Day weekend 1996. At the LA Con Roman 3 World Science Fiction Convention in Anaheim, south of Los Angeles, August 29 Sept. 2, a furry fandom lounge operated by the Conference Committee becomes essentially a five-day furry convention within the WorldCon. Its panels, demonstrations, and evening furry parties are integrated into and publicized within the general WorldCon program schedule. A glass showcased history of furry fandom exhibit assembled by David Bliss is included among the WorldCon's exhibitions. A general SF trivia quiz includes a block of fins, feathers, and furry questions. October 1996. The New York Times Magazine, 27 October, has a brief article, PG 25, about a growing subculture of furry suit hobbyists who don pelts, whiskers, and tails year-round. They hold conventions, conferences, and use the internet to swap stories about the fun of role-playing as otters, foxes, and beavers. November 1996, Conference East 1996, 15-17 November, moves to the Holiday Inn Independence in Cleveland, Ohio. Guests of honor are Susan Van Camp, Paul Kidd, White Wolf Game Studios, and White Wolf artist Andrew Bates. Attendance is estimated at around 500. The dealer's room of 50 tables is sold out. The art show has fewer entries, 596 pieces, but greater sales dollar, $12,400. Many attendees carpool to a local theater for the premiere of Warner Bros. Space Jam that weekend. Trish NY announces that this hotel will remain the convention's venue for the next several years, and that the convention's name will change to MorphurCon to avoid confusion with the established Conference. A third annual furry convention, Albany Anthrocon, to be held in Albany, New York over the 4th of July weekend starting in 1997, is announced. Author's note. Many fans helped supply the information for this chronology, and we thank all of them. Special thanks go to Simon Barber, Richard Chandler, Ian Curtis, Martin Dudman, William Fortier, Mark Molino, Rod O'Reilly, Nikolai Shapiro, Steve Stadnicki, and Ian Stradling, who not only went to considerable trouble to dig through old records to find some exact dates, but who helped to get information from other fans to make this chronology as accurate as possible. Editor's note. Flera has provided links to additional information within this piece. Unless indicated, these links are not the source of the information provided here. Frequently, the reverse is true. They rely in part on an earlier version of this document.